Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have many guests this morning with me and they seem to be surprised by my music choice. I don't know why they don't play this before a big wrestling match, but I do have Coach Kimber and Coach Routon, as well as two of their wrestlers. I have Jason Young and Franklin Hogendorn.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Thank goodness I got a name right this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, what's happening? Did you just get back from a tournament?
Yes, we just got back from ACS in Anchorage.
And what does ACS stand for?
Anchorage Christian Schools.
Okay. Are they a tough competitor? Or are they just the host?
Just the host.
Okay. Okay. And Franklin, what did you think of the event?
It was a lot of fun. Got to see a bunch of wrestlers around the world.
Yeah,
I mean, not the road, but the Alaska.
Were you overwhelmed that it felt like everyone was there?
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, and coaches, jump in here. Have they been? Is this an annual event?
It's been going on since about 1988. It's an annual event. It's used to as an event to bring the state in there. It's the one opportunity that Southeast wrestlers have to face opponents from across the state. It's in the past it's been used to seed the state tournament. Those have been very important matches, but this year they changed the seeding criteria and they're only seeding the region champs. So it's not quite as important as it was, but it's a good marker for the wrestlers to see how they're going to do at the state tournament.
Okay, and how did you guys place?
I was one match away from placing. I lost to the number one seed in my third match of the first day, and then the next day I lost to McIntosh of Valdez.
And what were you expecting? I mean, how were you mentally prepared for this?
I was pretty prepared, but I didn't realize the competition that I would have been facing, so I wasn't all that prepared of who I would be going up against.
Okay. And now, you know, hindsight is 20/20. What's your next match, and how might you approach that?
I don't know who I'll be wrestling next or quite where right now, but I know exactly what I have to work on at practice now because of the things I messed up on.
Okay. That seems fair. And Franklin, how did you place?
I didn't place. I got out. I won one match only.
Not only. We can make that glass half full.
Yeah.
I actually think it was a pretty full glass for Franklin. It was the first time Franklin got to compete this year. And that's a pretty big stage to step onto for your first match. And as far as Jason going, he far superseded my expectations for him. It's his first time at ACS. And, you know, anytime you win more than you lose at a tournament of that caliber, you had a good weekend.
Excellent. And I don't often talk about fashion on the air, but maybe Jason, you could tell me about the jacket you're wearing.
It's my dad's jacket from his days at Mount Edgecombe back in the 80s. So it's kind of my lucky jacket. It's kind of retro.
And can you describe what it looks like?
It's got gold sleeves and a maroon chest with a little Braves emblem on the right upper chest place, and on the back it's got a picture of a guy throwing a Russian fireman's carry.
Very nice. And Coach Kimber, does this have any nostalgia for you?
Yes, I actually have one that says Mike and HWT on it in my hanging out in my garage. Unfortunately, mine doesn't fit anymore.
Oh dear. I think that's another radio interview. And we also have a quiet coach with us, Coach Routon. Do you have anything to add to the wrestling program?
For Sitka, ACS was a great tournament. We took seven kids up there, and six of them won matches. In fact, we had two tournament champions, one at third, and one got fourth. It was a great tournament for us. For us, we saw a lot of our competition, and we know exactly who we need to face, and we know what we need to work on in practice. So it was an encouraging thing for our team, and also motivation to keep working hard, because where we finished at ACS, we'd like to do better than that in the state tournament. So,
and how long is the season?
season ends second week of December. So even though it sometimes seems like it creeps by, it's moving fast. It's over half over, so.
And this time of year, we have a little trouble with travel, whether it's weather, ferries not performing up to standards. Do you always have a plan B of getting your athletes to and from these meets?
We're very fortunate to have Mike Vieira, who will scramble for us. And we make the call, hey, Mike, the Taku's broke down. What are we going to do? And he can scramble. And we have supportive parents who, you know, will pitch in. But, you know, Southeast weather, you're always guaranteed at least one kind of snafu in the season. We haven't hit it yet, and we're hoping not to. But we just found out the Taku's broken, so that may be our snafu.
Well, I hope you get to everywhere you need to go and perform well. I'd like to thank the Mount Edgecombe Wrestling folks coming in this morning. We're going to play a little music, and we're going to hear from the Sitka Swim Team. Thank you for joining me. Such civilized transitions here at Raven Radio. I have joining me now two swimmers from high school, Carl Brenner and Will Pate. And I also have Coach Jarvis. How are you this morning?
Doing good, thank you.
Everybody got really quiet really quickly. So, Carl, tell me about your most recent swim meet.
Let's see here. Boys took region champions for the second year in a row. We won the 200 medley relay and the 400 medley relay and placed third in the 200 free relay. And everybody as a team came together and 100% of the kids had double swims. So that was good.
Wow, congratulations. And Will's given the little nod. Were you expecting that outcome?
Yeah, we kicked some major butt.
Excellent. And what's the secret? Is there a secret?
Robbie.
Really?
Practicing us hard, yeah.
I would take some of the credit. Coach, can you follow up with that?
Yeah. I mean, the kids have had a wonderful season. I mean, you write a program, you build a program, but they still have to go out and do it. So, again, it was a wonderful group that came together and believed in what we were doing and, you know, right, rose to the occasion, and we've got one more weekend. We leave Wednesday to go up to the state championship. We're taking 8 boys and 1 girl. Megan Reed is a female. Also had a great weekend of swimming, and yeah, it's all coming together. We qualified all 3 relays for the state tournament, and 8. We have 11 individual swims. Diamond is the favorite. They're the 3-time defending state champ. They've got 14 individual swims, and we both have all 3 relays. So we got some work to do next weekend, but the kids are ready, and we're ready to go.
And the energy level, I mean, I imagine you have sort of that endorphin high after winning, and that could work with or against you?
Yes and no. The kids knew, you know, that some of the kids had to swim their absolute best just to make it through the regional meet, and you know, to make finals at regionals was some of their goals and a huge accomplishment, and then to turn around and find out that they made the state team, you know, is wonderful. But as a whole, the especially on the boys' side, we've been shooting for state. I mean, I don't want to say we swam through the regional meet, but there was, you know, half of the boys weren't rested or shaved for the regional meet, so they pretty much swam through it. They're at that level where they can, you know, compete at a high enough level and not be fully rested or shaved, and the other half had to be at their best, and, you know, now we'll turn around, and a week later they have to find that again and get up. But our goal all season has been to peak at the state state championship meet.
Well, congratulations. And just a check in. So, Will, you were giving most of the credit to your coach. Did you do, is this your, how long have you been swimming with the team?
1 year, high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, different than previous years?
Club swimming's a lot different. The meets are a lot different because they're longer. Mm-hmm. And high school's kind of just like that, I guess, really fast meets.
And you're looking forward to swimming for the next couple of years?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. And Carl, your season?
This is my last season. It's been a long 4 years, and I'm kind of sad to see it go. This year, regions, I didn't do as good as I did last year, but last year I was rested and tapered for regions. But I think this year at state, I'll be right up there with first or second place.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all luck, and I'd like to thank Sitka High Swim Team for coming in and chatting with me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.